I'm Mark Chris from Sohn Kettering, talking about recent abstracts presented at the ESMO meeting at the end of September in Madrid. We care for people with EGFR mutant lung cancers, and more as we have many therapies to offer them, and many successful therapies to offer them. There are decisions that oncologists must make that are often difficult. And there were two papers that were presented at the ESMO meeting that may help oncologists do a better job in trying to treat patients in the with EGFR mutant lung cancers. The first paper was a trial called Aspiration, presented by Dr. Park. In the Aspiration trial, patients with EGFR mutant lung cancer were given erlotinib, and at the time of RECIST progression, their physicians decided whether or not to continue erlotinib or, if clinical benefit is obvious and the drug is well tolerated, or to change to another therapy. When the time for change happened, more than half of the patients with RECIST progression went on to continue erlotinib. The median time for continuing erlotinib before a change happened was 3 months, but many patients went on for a long period of time, some of them for years. So I think the message there is clear. There isn't an automatic trigger to switch to a second-line therapy in a patient with EGFR mutant lung cancer. It's a very individualized decision. Many patients with slow, indolent, asymptomatic progression can be continued on their original drug and switched at a time where the physician feels that clinical benefit can no longer be maintained. The second paper presented was by Tony Mock, the paper called the IMPRESS trial. In this trial, patients with EGFR mutant lung cancer received gefitinib as the initial therapy. At the time of RECIST progression, they were randomized either to begin chemotherapy with cisplatin and pemetrexed or to continue the gefitinib with that chemotherapy. Please remember, these patients were already progressing, and as you would expect, there were no shrinkages of the combination of gefitinib and chemo beyond that with chemo alone. Also, progression-free survival was comparable, and that was the primary endpoint of the trial. One thing Dr. Mock did, he made very certain that patients were quickly switched to the new therapy. But I think what he showed was that if you give an effective second therapy, the benefit of continuing the gefitinib in these cases was small. So I think the take-home message here is give a new therapy with a minimal time off treatment. I think I would urge as an extra caution to continue the gefitinib until your response to chemotherapy or whatever second-line therapy you give is assured. By the way, chemotherapy works quite well. Chemotherapy in this case was cisplatin and pemetrexed. I think one issue with this trial is that the switch was made at the time of RECIST progression. I think we learned from the Aspiration trial, also presented at ESMO, and I talked about a few minutes ago, that the decision to switch therapy is individualized based on the tolerance of the medication and also based on whether or not the patient is symptomatic. So I urge doctors to be just that, be good doctors, decide whether a treatment is helping, whether treatment is well tolerated. Ask your patients if they're comfortable continuing on that therapy, and if they are, continue it until a time where their disease course or symptoms suggest that you need to change. And when you do change, continue the TKI until that change is accomplished, and ideally until you can assure that another second-line therapy is working. Lastly, this whole area will change tremendously as the third-generation tyrosine kinase inhibitors become part of our standard practice. Stay tuned.